Let's Talk. Thank you for joining me today as we continue to talk about the fact that God cares for you. If you were with us last week, we talked about how God cares for us through creation, how He created us for His glory, and how He created us in His image, and how He gave us authority and purpose. Today, we will talk about how we know that God knows us. Turn with me to Psalm 139, 1 through 6, and let's read it together. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. In this passage, David mentions several areas of his life which God has searched and known. Let's list these ways that God knew David. First of all, he knew when he sat down and when he stood up. God knew his thoughts from afar. God knew David's path. God knew when he would lay down. God knew all his ways. He knew his words even before they came out of his mouth. Side note for you, do you think God knows these things about you? Look down on down in chapter 139 to verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Here David shares how he realized how completely God knew him. How does David respond to that? First, he asked God to search his heart and know his thoughts. That's a little scary to me to ask God that, even though I already know by reading Scripture that He knows me and He knows my heart, He knows my thoughts. When I say it out loud, it makes it real to me. And second, he asked God to reveal the sin in him. And third, he asked God to lead him eternally. So I'd like for us, because it does seem more real to us when we say these things out loud, I'd like for you to repeat these words with me. And let's read these verses together. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. I ask that you ponder on that this week and repeat that over and over to God and really search out what He has for you. Have you asked God to reveal sin in your life lately? We need to ask God to reveal those sins in our life that sometimes we might justify, or the sins that we don't even realize that we have. We want to keep a clean slate so that God will use us for His work and for His glory. Let's turn over to Matthew 10. And look at verses 29 through 31. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So what Jesus reveals here in detail is He counts the hairs on our head. That blows my mind. That shows me right there that God knows something about me that I don't even know. He knows about all of us, every single detail. So, Now that you know that God knows every little and big detail about you, do we need to spend some time with Him today? I think we probably do. Asking Him to reveal what He wants to fix that's broken, and asking for His guidance to do that. And as we spend that time with Him, make sure He knows how much you love Him and how much we thank Him for creating us and giving us wisdom through His Word. Thank Him for the good we have in us. Not only do we want to search out what needs to be fixed, but we need to realize that there is good in us because God created us, number one, and God cares for us, and He wants the best for us. And so there is good in us. So thank Him for the good that you have in yourself. You know, we wouldn't have any of that without God, without Him being in us. Come back next week as we continue our series on God Cares for You. I hope you have a great week.